It's Tony.
Hey, Tony, it's Aubrey. Hope you're feeling all right.
I'm fine. I'm just cleaning out my truck.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, okay. So how are we feeling here?
What do you mean, I guess?
Are we ready to move forward?
Yeah, I guess. Reluctantly, I'm going to try to put my trust in you.
That's all I ask for. All right, we're going to get you taken care of.
How many people do you trust?
How many people do I trust in terms of, like, yeah. How do you mean?
Just in general. I don't trust nobody. Everybody's got an angle.
An angle, yeah. So I do have a very small circle. It's definitely about 5 people, right?
Oh,
many
right.
of them are close constituents or family. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, when it comes to you guys, right, I do trust you guys, okay? All of the people that we get signed on, I trust you guys to be involved, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I do let that lend out some trust, okay? It is very fickle.
Yep.
All right, excellent. So we did go through your pre-onboarding already, so save some time for you. For the payment options, is it the same address for everything?
Yes.
Okay. So give me one moment, because it still has the 1059 on here. Okay. And what was the business address one more time? Just the street.
2321 43rd Avenue.
All right, excellent. And that's still the same for the card. It's the 80634, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm looking at this VIP package where it mm-hmm. says Google Ads 300. So I'm literally going to pay you 300 for all the work that I have been doing so far to try to get my Google Ads up a month.
Correct, along with the optimization.
Okay. Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When they talk, it's based on clicks.
Mm-hmm. It is pay per click.
So,
yes.
It's pay per click. So then I'm going to have to pay them for the clicks.
No. So we're taking over that as well, right? So everything that has to do with your Google Ads and the 300, even the 130 extra in credit that I did add in there for you, that's
okay.
All going to be coming to the same place, right? So yes, you are paying Google. But you're now paying Google through us, so we're handling that for you. So you're not paying two people
okay.
at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to make sure that doesn't happen. I don't want to pay
oh, yeah.
cost per clicks to them, you know, and they have a budget. They, you know, what do you set up your budget with them as?
Right, so like I said, everything you have, right, that's going through Google Ads, we're just taking over management. You know what I mean? So everything will remain the same for you when it comes to, you know, pay per click, how that gets done, and everything like that. We're just facilitating now.
Okay, so I'm going to get charges from them and from you $300 a month to facilitate it.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Everything is
okay.
now just through us. We're handling all of it for you. So when it comes to, like, talking to Google, paying Google, things like that, that's all being done through us now.
Okay.
So there's no extra costs or anything like that. There's no two charges. It's just us handling everything for you.
But still, I mean, how are you going to pay for all of that if I have a whole bunch of clicks? Cause, you know, if the clicks are $15 a piece, how is that money going to take care of all of that? That's what I'm asking.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding the question here.
Okay, so I was trying to get it set up so that when people would do a search, they would find me, I'd be at the top, and if they clicked on my phone number and to call me, then I had to pay for a click. you know, 15 right. bucks a click
mm-hmm.
through Google. So you're saying right. you take care of it.
Exactly. Yep. So everything you were doing, you're going to still be doing it the same way. It's just you're doing it through us now.
So you're going to charge me for every click.
That's why we give you the 300 plus the 130 that I did add in for your first month. All of that is used for those clicks.
The 300.
You know what I mean? You can, right. So you can adjust that if you would like. You know what I mean? You're still in full control of how much budget you put in there, right? But we're taking away having to deal with Google. Now we deal with Google for you. You just keep everything going the same way you were.
Okay. If you're paying for all the Google ads, and I mean, 300. So the budget is 300, and once it hits 300, then I'll stop bidding clicks.
Correct. Unless you decide you wanted to, you know, raise the budget for that.
Okay. I'm just going through this, what you sent me, so I understand it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I want to make sure everything is clear for you. Okay.
Okay.
Right, excellent. And then I do have the address, the phone number, the business phone number. This is what you want us displayed as well, too, right? The 2384 for
yes.
everything. Okay.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. And then is it going to be Visa, MasterCard?
I'm not sure how I want to do it. Because I want it to be part of my business going through that, so I just QuickBooks just comes up as advertising. I'll just use that one. I just got to make sure there's a bunch of money in there.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And the, is that like an Amex?
What is it? A Visa.
Okay.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
What? So you said that usually when people are, so you're not taking over SEO, right?
We are, we're taking over the entire thing for you. Google Ads, local SEO programming, the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. We want to make sure all of your ducks are constantly in a line. No breakups, no disconnects.
So what do I do with my website going through Town Square? What is that? Is that a problem?
So we're either going to do one of two things. We're either going to contact Town Square and take the domain from them. Okay. So we do handle the purchase of your domain at no cost to you. And then we're going to put that as your Google business profile, connect it and everything. Or we would build you a brand new top to bottom website. The difference is it will belong to you. So let's say you were to leave us, right, for whatever reason. If you wanted to keep that domain, you know, the content, management, administration, all of that good stuff, you just pay us the one time, $99, you take it, do everything you want with it. It's all yours, okay?
Well, it should be mine now.
The Town Square one. When we take control of that one, right, that's just all you up, down, left, right, 100%. We're just facilitating your management. If we build one for you,
yeah,
that's what I was saying, comes with the, you know, if you want to take it from us, it's $99 one payment. Or if you want us to maintain it, right, it's $49 a month. But if we take your Town Square one, that's all yours, 100%. Even if you leave us, there's no buying your domain off of us or anything like that.
So you're actually going to take over my website and everything else from Town Square.
Correct.
And then I won't have to pay them what I pay them a month, $450.
Exactly.
That was not explained to me, because, I mean, that makes more sense, because then I am not paying twice.
Oh, okay, so that's my fault. I do apologize. I didn't know that's where the disconnect of double payment came from. there's none of that. No double payment.
So you're going to take care of my website, because I don't get, because I went from Ollie Ollie to Town Square, and I've never got anything from either one. This is where I have my problem. It's like, I need it to be worth some money to me to spend it.
Exactly. Right.
So, you know, that, I mean, you saying that you're going to take the website and, because like I have it all connected through, I have an app that they have, a Town Square Interactive app and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that tells me when I get leads, if I get any leads.
Right.
And things like that. So all that's going to go away.
Correct. Yep. And you will be supplied with the dashboard, the local splash dashboard. That's all of your analytics.
So right? You are no different than Town Square Interactive. You're just
in
a
terms of. Okay. So yeah. So we are an SEO company. So that's similar. Right? The biggest
right.
difference between us is our reach. Right? How we're able to get things done, the way we're able to get things done, and the efficiency we get things done.
Because as soon as they had it all set up, I hadn't heard nothing from them.
Yeah, we stay in constant connection with you. Even from your first client interview, which is your content editing and quality control, we're with you every step of the way. Literally.
Okay. Because, I mean, then when I set up Town Square Interactive, and then all I do is get spam through the web, the whatever this app is that they provided for me.
Yeah. So with your dashboard, with Local Splash here.
Okay. I guess
one of the features that we do have is blocking spam calls. Right? So that's like virtual assistants, you know what I mean? Ghost calls, voice over IP, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'm just afraid to have my website go down.
We're going to take care of you. I can promise you that. We're going to take care of you.
Everybody's going to take care of me. I'm just somebody with a credit card. It makes me crazy. I just want people to do their job. I just want people to do their job. I've been a business owner for years, and I've fired and hired because people won't do their effing jobs. You know, it's very frustrating. And I want somebody who's, if I'm paying somebody to do this, I want them to do their job.
100%. Yeah. You see, through our entire conversation, I never once pushed you to give me your card information until you were comfortable. Until you had all your information. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not, you know what I mean? I'm not just fighting for your card number here, right? I want you to be able to make sure that every piece of information you need is in place before you decided to move forward. And that's where we're at here.
Right. Okay. I'm just afraid my website's going to be all screwed up and everything else. Where is it that we keep the domains? What is that called again? I can't remember what it is. It's where you have to pay $15 a year and you can take over the domain from that host. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So like GoDaddy?
Yeah, GoDaddy. That's it. GoDaddy. So I have to give you the information for GoDaddy.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So that would be your PIN for your domain. If you can't access that, we help you with that as well.
Okay. All right. I'll give you my card.
All right. I'm ready when you are.
It's 4999-9801. 6677
All right.
4 8 4826.
Okay, so just to make sure I got this correct, that's 4999 8016677 4826.
Yes.
All right, and then the expiration?
128.
January 2028, and the CV?
048.
All right, 048. Now, before I process this, I do want to take you through our voice verification. It's another added layer of security for you. If I am speaking a little too fast or if you don't understand, you already know. Go ahead and cut me off. We'll roll through it so you get it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Above All Garage Door.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Tony Pulani, owner slash technician.
Excellent. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business.
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive third-party calls from vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We provided you your security question for that very reason. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will always be our 877 number.
Yes.
All right. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, and any other forms of item recommended for Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents are submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide them is just a suspension until we get those documents. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
All right, excellent. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That's June 24th, 2025, in the amount of $449. This is a 2-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 24th of every month in the amount of $449. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's our 877 number. You must speak with a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, excellent. Stand by for me really quickly. In your email, the first thing you're going to see is a initial invoice that'll have your terms and conditions, and you'll have a welcome to Local Splash email. That's going to have your dashboard login. That's always going to be your phone number for your username, and your password for it will also be linked in there as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and refresh that. Make sure that popped in for you here. And then the next step we do have to do is create your initial invoice here. So your client interview, sorry about that. So your client interview should take about 20 minutes. That's your content editing, quality control, and they do want to take you through the step-by-step process of getting your GBP verification, okay? If you do need a live video chat for that, we can accommodate. It just kind of depends on, you know, your availability there. I do not have any slots for today. Let's see.
So,
are you available? Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. The call you made for me keeps coming up as you're a robocaller. So
really,
this
does
yep. Every time you guys called with robocall, you guys are lucky I even answered.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
You guys are robocallers. at the 877
wow.
number that you're talking about, 877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one that I need to save in my phone?
Yes, that's correct. Like even when you type that in on Google, like local splash comes up. Like it's our phone number. That's a little weird that it comes up as a robocall.
Everyone was a robocall.
That is insane.
Robocaller. 970-718-2205. That makes it so it looks like you guys are local.
Okay, yes, that is voice over IP. That's to save cost on phone calls. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, below it says robocaller.
Gotcha. Okay, so now it's equaling up. It's not our 6225 number. It's our voice over IPs. Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty much like, would you rather make 10,000 calls on 10,000 numbers from Verizon or just pay 99 cents for voice over IP? That's pretty much what that is.
Google Splash.
Right, perfect. And then do you have availability tomorrow at any point in the day? I pretty much have all day available for your client interview.
It would have to be after 2. I have a door I got to put in tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha. So after 2. How is 3 o'clock for you?
That's fine. Is that true? Okay. That would be 5 your time.
Correct.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. You're going to receive one more email here in just a second.
I never got the first email. I only got a text.
You only got the text. You can't refresh Comcast,
no.
Or did you say Hotmail?
I can't. It's just Outlook on my computer. I can't refresh.
Okay.
They took that feature away. Let me close it out and start it back up.
It might pop into your spam also. It shouldn't because I was replied to your email earlier, but you know. Emails. Okay, because I do see that it sent your welcome to local splash email. I have that verification right here.
Nope, it's not there. No junk. I have nothing in my junk email.
Okay, so let me send one more for you. No problem. So that'll be your initial invoice. And welcome to Local Splash. Let's do the initial invoice first, see if that got through for you. Sending that away now.
Okay, click the, let me click this damn thing. Offer Homer.
And then I'm going to send your welcome to Local Splash right behind that.
Okay, come on. It did not let me. I'm just trying to do this thing.
Excuse me.
This text.
Oh, yeah. Take
sense.
Oh, yeah. Take your time. You might have to turn your phone. You might have to turn your phone sideways. It's usually how it's.
Yeah,
it's really weird when it comes to mobile devices.
Click and type my name.
All right, and then for your client interview, it's at 3 o'clock. Excuse me.
confirm my signature. And now I've got two emails. Okay. Thanks for choosing Local Splash. Invoice is located below an email. Yeah.
And so you don't have to worry about that second one that sent in there. You already signed your terms and conditions for your initial invoice. The only one you're going to open there is your Welcome to Local Splash, so you can sign into your dashboard.
Okay. Click here for terms, and then access dashboard. And so, what is my username?
It'll be your phone number.
Okay. And then there's a password that goes with this, or do I create,
that's in the Welcome to Local Splash email as well. It'll be right below the username there.
Oh. That's the one I thought you told me to disregard. But I got it.
No, the second initial invoice you disregard, yeah. The Welcome to Local Splash one, you definitely want to go ahead and open that one. Okay, and then let me know when you see your invitation to your client interview there. I haven't sent it yet.
The subscription is not active. Reactivate your account. So it's not active. Reactivate my account. Okay. Now I reactivated it. Okay.
Now, it was saying that for your dashboard?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I just reactivated it, I guess.
All right, let me refresh my, okay, yeah, I did get the notification there that you are now active for your dashboard. Did the email for your client interview send over for you? I want to make sure the time looks right.
Nope.
That hasn't come in yet. Okay.
So,
one second here. Right above all GDS, Comcast.net. And there's client interviews.
Actually, I think I know how to get into GoDaddy.
Okay, now it should pop up for you.
And when is this? What time? 3 p.m. on... No, we need to be Thursday. Yeah, Wednesday. Tomorrow, right? Tomorrow after at 3 p.m. Yep.
All right. Excellent. You go ahead and accept that when you're ready there. That'll give me the notification for the client interview. Excellent. Now the CID that you want, what is the finishing numbers for that? So I can send that to your back team.
Let's see here. It is 332-707-9525.
All right, so that's 332-707-9525.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you the one that I don't want?
Yes, in just a second. Got to finish the note for the one we do need. Okay, now the CID of the one we're trashing.
So it is, because this one is not, the account isn't even active. It's 676-147-5702. And I believe this one is the one that I am advanced verified for.
Okay. Okay.
Because I'll forward you the email with all of the requirements they wanted from me, with all of my pictures and everything, if you want them.
Yes, actually, do send that over. I do want to get that over to your team as well.
Because I got that. I mean, because I just sent it to them. So, let's see here. I'm going to have to dig for them, but I'll send them to you once we got off the phone and I find them. Find that email.
Okay. No problem. All right. So let me go ahead and
there shouldn't be any passwords or anything with that.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So I do have your notes for your account management team here for the CIDs. I am going to leave the protocol open for the email that you send me here so I can send that to them in live time here. I am also going to make notation for them to go over the step-by-step for you just in detail. They're going to go over it anyway, but I want to make sure they go over it in detail with you. So I'm going to go ahead and notate that as well, okay?
Fine.
All right. Excellent. So we do have you all set here. Did you have any questions or anything for me here before I welcome you to the local Splash family here?
No.
All right. Excellent. Well, let me be the first to welcome you to the local Splash family. I will be your main point of contact if you have any questions, okay, moving here forward. If you want to email me or text me, do not hesitate to do so, okay? If you leave me a voicemail, it is very likely I am on the call with another client. No problem. I will be able to respond to you and get back to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Excellent. So I cannot wait to see your progress here, and I look forward to speaking with you here real soon. Now, for your client interview team here really quick, would you like me to call you and introduce you to the team, or do you want them to just go ahead and call you?
No, that's fine. They can just call me. You don't need to be involved.
Okay. Just want to make sure you're comfortable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're all squared away here. So it's been wonderful talking with you here. I'm glad we're able to go ahead and get everything started. We'll go ahead and speak real soon, okay, Tony?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.